I'm Vicky Merrick. The local food report's up now with Elspeth Hay, and this time, one woman's story of starting a food truck.
Lisa Whalen of East Ham dreamed of running a food truck before it happened for years.
Even way back, I thought about an ice cream truck. And my dad was a good humor driver in New York City, so it was kind of fun. But anyway, I was working out on Martha's Vineyard, and I saw this truck, and I said, if you ever, you know, want to get rid of this small truck, let me know. And then in 2018, he called me up and he said, yeah, I think I want to get rid of it. So I went over, picked it up, and brought it home.
Lisa spent most of her career running restaurants, and she was excited to try something new. So she spent a little over a year fixing up the truck, putting together a menu, and getting ready to open. And then the pandemic hit.
It was supposed to start in March. We all know what happened. And then I started in April, and my first job, I was up in Orleans, but my first job was they were building the tech school in Harwich. So I would go there in the morning and serve until 10, so all the guys could come out and, you know, get break food. And then I would go to Orleans and serve lunch and then be done at 3.
In a lot of ways, the start of the pandemic was actually a great time to open a food truck.
I was slammed. Because nobody was open.
And nobody wanted to go inside.
No.
But that doesn't mean there weren't still plenty of challenges. One of the hardest things to get used to was just driving the thing. Food trucks are big and can be unwieldy.
My first week open, I was at the tech school, and one of the guys came over and he said, you know, if you move like 20 feet, the guys can see you and, you know, you'll be busier. I was like, oh, good. And I was backing up going really slowly. And all of a sudden, I heard the most blood-curdling sound I've ever heard in my life.
Don't worry, it wasn't a person, but Lisa did hit a 40-foot container and tore the stainless steel cover that protected her serving window right off the truck. It was a bit of a tough start. But once she got the truck fixed up and back on the road, there were more mundane things to deal with, like permitting.
In the old days, you used to be able to drive up to, let's just say Staples. You know, drive up to Staples and throw out your flag and tell people that you're there. You can't do that anymore. You have to have a permit for every place that you go, unless it's private property.
Lisa says getting permitted is a process. You have to work through the town you want to do business in and get a license, health inspections, and letters from the owners of any properties where you want to park. But compared to getting permitted for a restaurant, she told me, it's a piece of cake.
People get really freaked out by inspections and things like that, and the permits process and everything. They think it's really daunting. It's not. You just have to realize that there's a process. And once you realize there's a process, you just do it.
And then you can focus on the fun stuff, like what's going to be on the menu.
Like Cobb salads, the pimento grilled cheese, my killer bee salad.
What is a killer bee salad?
Killer bee salad is greens, bacon, balsamic vinegar, blueberries, sautéed Brussels sprouts, blue cheese.
Oh, it sounds so good. The killer bee and the other items Lisa listed are things she only makes in the off-season. The truck is open year-round, and she loves experimenting. But when summer comes, it's time to simplify.
Because they're like a six-step food object. So it's not, in the summertime, you just want to wham, bam, you know. Quality, but fast.
And this adaptability is her favorite part of running a food truck.
I was in the restaurant business for, gosh, a very long time. And this food truck is so refreshing. You know, if I wake up on a Tuesday and I don't want to work, I don't work. So it's kind of nice. And plus, it's just a more flexible and fun business. You don't have a lot of grouchy people. Everybody's just so happy.
I mean, who wouldn't like that? For CAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
In case you've been inspired by Lisa's story to open up your own food truck, we've put a link on our website at capeandislands.org where you can learn more about the rules for operating mobile food establishments in Massachusetts. And if you decide to give it a shot, let us know how it goes. The Local Food Report is edited by me, Vicky Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.